you want to read it, the best way is to go find a vendor. If you're not sure of where they are, my advice is to go look at our vendor profiles, where vendors will often say where they work and what hours. But if you're not doing that, go somewhere busy at a time when it when a place is busy, and you will typically find a vendor. And if all of that fails, our work is free to read at streetroots.org.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
No, thanks for having me. And go buy the paper, please.
Thank you, Kay, and congratulations.
Thanks so much.
That was Kay Rambo, editor-in-chief at Street Roots, speaking with me about a letter to the editor they published this week. It's called Street Roots Joins ProPublica's Local Reporting Network. A year-long partnership between Street Roots and ProPublica seeks to shed light on Portland's homelessness crisis. More information is online at streetroots.org. For KBOO News In Depth,
I'd like you to meet a friend of ours who goes by the name of Killer Joe. Picture a so-called hippie or hip cat standing on a corner in a neatly pressed, double-breasted, form-fitting pinstripe suit, a pair of pointed-toed shoes with bold white stitches around the soles, a black shirt, long white tie, a black pencil mustache, and, of course, a very wide-brimmed black felt hat. Killer Joe always has a pocket full of loot, but only the kind that jingles. You see, he likes to play the horses. He is most certainly a ladies' man. As a matter of fact, he is always willing to accept cash contributions from them.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
This week on That Vegan Show, we are highlighting vendors of the Compassionate Living Festival, which occurs September 28th at Norse Hall. KBOO will also live broadcast from 2 to 5 p.m. from the event. Tune in to That Vegan Show to get the inside scoop from Kimberly Lee of Prime Roots and Chelsea Davis of Veggies Do It Better Events and Animal Rights Collective PDX. Ticket alert! I will be giving away a free pair of tickets to the Compassionate Living Festival during the show. That Vegan Show airs Friday, September 27th at 11 a.m. on 90.7 FM and online at kboo.fm.
KBOO radio station is located in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County. We honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on, the Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Watlala, bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin, Kalapuya, and many other indigenous nations of the Willamette and Columbia River regions. It is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationship to each other and the living world. We establish and support harmony within ourselves and set the stage for practice.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning into KBOO Portland.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell the Indian first then?
Hello, hello, you're listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Molster. And we got a great show for you tonight. Music and more coming up on this chilly December day. Starting off here is Tara Williams with Islands of Decolonial Love here on Rose City Native Radio.
Traditional ways that I
That was Quantum Tangle with Tiny Hands, and before that, Tara Williams with Islands of Decolonial Love. Coming up next, this is Ray Zaragoza with In the River here on KBOO Portland, Rose City Native Radio.
Some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land. Somewhere in your heart you'll find we're fighting for our right to keep the future bright and protect the ones we love. And the river is our sisters and our brothers. Standing up for the water, don't poison the future away. You've gotta have a soul. Mother Earth protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. Stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.
Jangan kini aku kita kuya ni kuyoy kan ang tinmi tu lumyan ke jangki kau sait ni ta sabak kun jau ni kuna Tang yuha ko yani, ko yoy tan antin ni tu. Hamya ti changi kau sai ti ta, sabak pun chau ni kuna.
Renata Flores Rivera with The Way You Make Me Feel, singing in Quechua, or Quechua. And before that, Ray Zaragoza with In the River. Coming up next, this is Tall Paul with Prayers in a Song.
Assimilation in a city native, raised by bright light skyscrapers, born with dim prospects, little peace in living as a child. I hid it by the fact I wasn't wild like they called my ancestors. Imagine what it'd be to live nomadic off the land and free. Instead I was full of heat like a furnace, cause I wasn't furnished with the language and traditional ways of my peeps. Yeah, I used to feel like I wasn't truly indigenous. Now I say me witch, get your money due for showing me my true roots. Definitely native, take responsibility for being educated. My people and customs originating from early phases of history. Yes, deeper than fried bread and contest powwows. Tears shed in the sweat, large prayers go out to all those I've wronged and who have wronged me. Gotta treat them like family. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch, but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanam, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, Bizan Dow with Shanam, me Wang Jinugam of Yan. Me Mishomis, we do coward shit, I'm Jit, I budget too young, Anishinabe is your twine when me Jit big, it came to my KI, Anishinabe, baby, my dizzy win. Becoming aware of a heartbeat's fragility, so I pray for my creator's will and humility. It seems my prayer
prayers weak, I can't speak, not a linguist. Does he hear my English when I vent? I fear the answer to the question. This is symbolic of anguish I feel regarding language and the obligation of revitalizing something sacred. Failure to carry through is disgracing a nation. My first tongue's in need of a facelift, but deciphering conjugations like trying to find my way through a maze. With spit it on wreck and I take it out the class. Can't let what I lack become a self-defeating habit that'll make me wanna quit. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanam, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, biz and down with Shanam. Me Wang, Janekam of Yan. Me Mishomis, we do coward shit. I'm Jit, I budget too young, a Nishanabe is your twine win. Me Jit, big, it came to my KI, Nishanabe, baby, my dizzy win. It's far fetched, but grandfather, please help me learn it. Help me assist and keep it from burning. Don't let me quit and flee from working for a worthy purpose. Enlighten me and help me comprehend effects of my service. I need a spark in my desire from something high. Pride and negative reminders killing my stride. Sometimes I'm the type that likes getting results overnight without sweating or stressing overnight. So I pray, Creator, give me strength, then I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and way so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Get your money, do we do coward shit? Jimushka with Zion, me Dutch but me, it is Zion. Me Shishanam, I get you white when Gnu Shishanam, biz and down with Shanam. Me Wang, Janekam of Yan. Need me show me sweet do coward shit? I'm Jit, I budget too young, a Nishanabe is your twine win. Me Jit, big, it came to my KI, Nishanabe, baby, my dizzy win. Creator, give me strength so I can move on. Creator, show us love so we can spread around. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, my prayers in a song, I speak them out loud. Grandfather, help us to revitalize the language and way so we walk the red road that you paved. Communicate with us from above. Hear me now, hear me now, I speak them out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. Melodic, what up? Check it. Yo. Step inside the militant minded, confined him inside a signed confinement. Picture the best Pac and Nas combined with Russell and Dennis at an AIM protest. Check it, I grew up tough underneath barbed wire cuts. And my scars ain't enough to tell my story. All these other rappers are mediocre, starting to bore me. Melodic said untie your brain to fully feel freedom. My grandma named me not on Inez for a reason, so I could lead them free your minds from extinction and believe in freedom. Throw that government money back, cause we don't need them. Sovereignty's a myth in a nation full of ignorance. I've seen checks get spent on casino chips, and I wear my hair proud. This is true pride music, war whooping loud, equivalent to the American Indian movement. Yeah, yeah, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now? Right. I'm not a rapper, I'm an activist who rhymes. This is how you're learning, you better read between the lines. Kill the Indian, save the man. Yes, all my friends descended from dead men who defended them. I got two braids and a beaded necklace, living young and living reckless. Got a bullet for the next hipster in a headdress. Step aside, I got that C4 flow. I'm ready to blow at any minute. My hustler don't let me go. I flow off the mental with the cynical syndrome. The epitaph, I'm wreaking wrath at the pinnacle. I'm methodical, I keep this shit simple. I got the point at the top to pop the pimple. Sinful, I get erotic like a woman, keeping it loose, hanging right.
rappers on the noose. I don't spit, I bleach. You rappers ain't your bitch. Your flow is still equivalent to poop.
My colonial colonized name is Russell Means. I want to talk a little bit about radicalism and being called radical. You know, maybe it is true I am a radical. Because all I've ever asked, all I've ever demanded, all I've ever fought for, all I've ever been shot for, all I've ever been stabbed and beaten for, or thrown in jail or prison for, is to ask and demand any way, shape, or form that the United States of America live up to its own laws.
Identity, searching in bottles of whiskey. I've seen my elders pass out under oak trees. Hairspray and methamphetamine feed their arteries. Empty memories shield the future possibilities, as suicidal tendencies tend to play the youth at a teenage. And teen pregnancy, we say, leaves babies with no fathers these days. And our ways are forgotten, forgotten. Trading moccasins for N7s with Jordan socks that are cotton. Ish.
That was Natani Means with The Radical, and before that, Tall Paul with Prayers and Song. Coming up next, this is Seven by Frank Wallen featuring Tayana Winder.
Every poem I've ever spoken, have my mouth call back each and every one of them from your ears back into my pen's failed attempts at trying to put back the splintered pieces of our hearts, our hearts, our hearts, staring at a blank page, wishing we could begin again.
Thousands of warriors will come rushing in. Our ancestors wage war with the government in the spirit of Spotted Tail and John Trudell. This is spiritual awakening. They feed us lies, but we won't take it in. Let us ride on the lands where our ancestors died, breathing life into our cultures they said were petrified. They tell a history that our peoples don't recognize. The U.S. government should be charged with genocide. Spitting rhyme in a time of blood, quantum and suicide. We survived, staying strong. All those times we should have died. I confess, I'm depressed. Sometimes I can't take the stress. Living is a test, distressed up in the Wild West. My fam suffers, the land suffers. I hate the silence. I hate statistics. I hate the prisons. I hate the violence. I hate these politicians making the wrong decisions. I hate these men that inflict this violence upon our women. They hate to see us rise. We're on their TVs, man. Remind these settlers that they're up on treaty land. I did this with my music, a CD in my hand.
Living our youth, the cancers living our elders. I'm trying to see Wouldn't end in bloodshed, but instead a ride off into a sun rising with warriors always returning from war. Warriors always returning from war.
The system trying to hold us down, it hold us down. You force our cultures underground, underground. But you ain't stopping no one now, no one now. We're stronger and we know it now, we know it now. The system trying to hold us down, it hold us down. You force our cultures underground, underground. Our cultures underground, underground. But you ain't stopping no one now, no one now. We're stronger and we know it now, we know it now.
You
I'm a native New Yorker, Haudenosaunee on the scene. I swear I'm not important, just want my water clean.
Was Dio Gandhi with Native New Yorker, and before that, Seven by Frank Wallen featuring Tiana Winder. Now it's time for a little something different. This is a poetry by Natalia Ampulli, as narrated by yours truly, an open letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto. Open Letter to Johnny Depp's Tonto by Natanya Ann Pulley. Dear Johnny Depp's Tonto, we are going to have to talk about next year when your Disney movie about the Lone Ranger and Tonto hits.
an in-production photo of you has emerged, and it makes me nervous. You have a blackbird on your head. Johnny Depp Tonto blackbird head. Tisk tisk. That bird might pluck your eyes out, man. The moment it hit my Facebook newsfeed, the updates from my friends went nutso. What is this look? Is it genuine? Is Johnny Depp Native American or native enough? Does he, like so too many others, have a distant Indian princess in his lineage? He said his great-grandmother is Creek or Cherokee. Creek or Cherokee. He's not sure which. This Creek or Cherokee-ness of him amounts to one line on his Wikipedia page. Can casually embracing being part of this or that tribe somehow carry us forward? I can get stuck somewhere between the first and second question, shamefully. Am I supposed to know? As a half Navajo, if this look is genuine, will my half-blood tell me, or can I Google it? I Googled it, and there is some history there. It took some work, though, to worry and to Google the Native American images and questions that come to me. I'm not sure if educating the public is your intention, Johnny Depp Tonto, and if so, I doubt non-Native folk will do the same. It's exhausting. I'm not sure if you know what it's like undoing stereotypes and ignorance from a laptop. Someone else dressed you, fancied you up, and you'll be huge and flat on the big screen, a glossy fetish truth to someone. But let's not forget the Johnny Deppness of you, Tonto. Personally, I'm fine with a bit of Johnny Deppness in things. I grew up in a world that just had Johnny Depp in scissors, in dreary mansion, in drag, in Greece, in the cutesy side of mental unstable romance, and with Sweeney Blades. Yeah, I'm a sucker for this, and for a bit old Burton perfected gloss to my goth. I'd take a little Johnny Depp with my coffee, if asked, but this is different. The questions come, and not from just one friend or another, but they resonate. And not up and out of the tribal sands so ancient or from drumming ancestors speaking through time, but just in my bones. You know, like how regular folk wonder things. Why is another non-native playing a native? It's not as easy as there's no Native American Johnny Depp. If you tell me, Johnny Depp Tonto, that there is not enough of us, I'll pluck your eyes out myself. We are here. We are out there, artists, film writers, directors, actors, poets, authors, and musicians. Cashiers. Engineers, doctors, etc., etc. We are everywhere, just not on your screen or any screens near you. There could be someone even more sexy, slinking, bitingly dark, but kind of funny, sweet, and clever, less gothy superstar than Johnny Depp. A Native American someone. There really could be. But we might never know. I've also heard, a little birdie said, that it's possible for the movie's Johnny Depp Tonto character might be a white man renegade pretending to be native and hiding from the law. Wouldn't that be something? Couldn't that explode the thing? What if the Tonto of a Johnny Deppness brought up so many of the right questions? What is it like to think one can dress and hide in a culture? What might it mean for a character to work his or her, although I do like the Johnny Deppness switch, through complexities of living out a life like a native? Might this strip the fetish off you, Johnny Depp Tonto? Couldn't it catch the attention of a particular student in a friend's class that actually asked, just this year, mind you, why is there a car in this Sherman Alexie story? Native Americans don't have cars, they ride horses. Can you imagine, Johnny Depp Tonto? You. More than pixels, more than matter-made shade, but you, an explosion of heritage, wearing heritage among heritage, mistaken as and hiding within heritage. Like what history is before it's flattened. But Johnny Depp Tonto, I imagine we won't have these sort of conversations by the time your, wait, Lone Rangers movie hits. And I won't be able to say, yeah, at least he gets it. When image after image of Native American comes across my screen, and it's some stoic face brave or nature fairy or cartoon figure Indian. My Facebook newsfeed shows something different, by the way. You should get one. My Indian friends love to smile, love to laugh and swear and ham it up. You might be surprised by how many birds, wolves, and bears aren't in our profile pictures. Johnny Depp Tonto, I hope you get to be one of ours. I hope there's more to you than the starkness of your white and black face. I hope you get an itch to step off that big screen and take a space in the world that doesn't knock us back into shirtless, whooping half-animal extras. High hopes. So mostly, I hope you don't end up in an in-bag costume to sell at Halloween. They'll just snip the Jack Sparrow braids a bit, move around a few trinkets and feathers, and you'll be ready to wear. On bodies, on backpacks, on bedsheets. I'm worried for you. You'll be everywhere for anyone to try on, and the DVDU will be out in time for the holidays. Christmas will hit with your team design face on everything and shopping for and around you at that time of year. Well, it's probably going to be a slaughter. Savagely yours, Natanya Ann Pulley.
What is an Indian? During a normal working day, I answered many questions from non-Indians concerning Indians. The questions vary, and in some cases, poorly stated, but usually add up to one question. What is an Indian? They say he is a person who doesn't work, but gets a monthly check from the government. Others say that he is lazy. Still others say he's a man who got a raw deal from the government. Therefore, he deserves what he can get from the government. Also others say that he is a drunkard, will never amount to anything. So therefore, the government should terminate him and let him make his own way in the white man's society. Myself, I do not see an Indian in the same light as any of these people. I see the Indian as a group of people, all different in their ways, but held together by a common bond called culture. I see the Indian as a group who fought for what was rightfully theirs and branded as savages. I see the Indians as a group who fought courageously against overwhelming odds, and after giving in and signing a peace treaty, lived to see the treaties broken one by one. I see the Indians as an individual who, when their country was in danger, went to the front voluntarily and gave their last full measure of devotion, not only in the Civil War, but World War I, World War II, the Korean conflict, and Vietnam. I see the Indian as a group of people who are proud, and rightfully so, because they possessed the secrets of life the white man has never discovered. I see the Indians as a group of people because even in their broken English, they will tell you how important it is to gain an education in this modern world. I see the Indians as people who, when they cross the culture barrier into the dominant society, become the best in their chosen profession, whether it be law, medicine, politics, trader, athletes, or fighting for freedom. And when I think of the Indian in this light, I think of the question, what is an Indian? My chest suddenly expands, and I think I am an Indian.
That was A. Paul Ortega with What is an Indian? Coming up next, this is Johnny Cash and Buffy St. Marie with Custer here on Rose City Native Radio.
It's so nice to have you on the show, Buffy.
Thank you, John.
Really enjoy it. You know, I'm not all Arkansas red. In my blood, it's not all Arkansas red. I got just a little bit of Cherokee in there.
Well, that's what I hear, and I'm sure you're very proud of it, and we're very proud of you, John.
Well, thank you, Buffy. Well, for some reason, I feel 100% tonight. How about you and I doing a song together?
All right,
okay?
I think we should. Can I play along on my mouthful?
Yeah, what have you got? A mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
All right, that ought to be a real soul instrument because it comes, it's like wide open, isn't it?
It is wide open.
All right. Now I can tell you, Buster, that I ain't a fan of Custer. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. Well, to me, his score was zero, though to some he was a hero. And the general, he don't ride well anymore.
Now Custer's done his fighting without too much exciting. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. Well, men who came to pumping when the men were out a hunting. And the general, he don't ride well anymore.
He was swimming, he killed children, dogs, and women. But the general, he don't ride well anymore. Crazy horse sent out the call to Sitting Bull and Gaul. And the general, he don't ride well anymore. All right, pick one, but. Custer split his men.
Well, he won't do that again.
Well, the general, he don't ride well anymore. 12,000 warriors waited.
They were unanticipated.
The general, he don't ride well anymore.
Now, it's not called an Indian victory, but a bloody massacre. But the general, he don't ride well anymore. There might have been more enthusiasm if us Indians had been losing. But the general, he don't ride well anymore.
General George E. Custer, all his yellow hair had luster, but the general, he don't ride well anymore. Well, now his gun is silent,
he got barbered violent.
And the general, he don't ride well anymore. Oh, the general, he don't ride well anymore.
That was Johnny Cash and Buffy St. Marie singing Custer, one of my favorite Johnny Cash songs, for obvious reasons. And now, coming up next, another Buffy St. Marie song featuring Tanya Tagaq, which is really exciting. So, yeah, coming up next, this is Buffy St. Marie featuring Tanya Tagaq with You Got to Run, Spirit of the Wind, here on Rose City Native Radio.
Star Trek. So I wrote this little tune, and it's called Captain Kirk and Custer. Starship Enterprise, boy.
This is Big Chief Monk Bordeaux with Captain Kirk and Custer. Thanks everybody for listening. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. You can email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. As always, we will see you next week, Indian Country. Stay cool.
We got down Starship Enterprise, boy. Enterprise. I said a goddamn Starship Enterprise. You know Columbus, he was riding on a goddamn Starship Enterprise. Cortez, he came here on a...
You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM. K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings.